For where two or three have gathered together in my name, I am there in their midst.
因为无论在哪里，有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
Also, let's turn to you, Deuteronomy.
让我们再翻到《生命记》
Chapter 1.
生命记第一章。
These are the words which Moses spoke to all Israel across Jordan in the wilderness, in the Arabah opposite Suf, between Paran and Tophel, and Laban and Hazeroth and Dizahab.
申命记第一章第一节，以下所记的是摩西在约旦河东的旷野，舒佛对面的亚拉巴，就是巴兰、陀佛、拉班、哈喜路、底撒哈中间向以色列众人所说的话。
And verse 4, after he had defeated Sihon, the king of the Amorites, who live in Heshbon, and Og, the king of Bashan, who live in Ashtaroth and Edrei.
第四小节，那时他已经击杀了住西什本的亚摩利王西宏和住以德莱亚斯他路的巴山王噩。
Across the Jordan in the land of Moab, Moses undertook to expound this law, saying,
第五节，摩西在约旦河东的摩崖地讲律法说。
So this is today the burden in our hearts that I would like to share again from the word in the Deuteronomy.
这是我们今天继续有这样的负担跟大家交通申言里面主的教训。
The Deuteronomy is God's laws spoken second time to the second generation.
申言是主的话语第二次的宣讲给第二代的子民。
After the first generation, their parents all died in the wilderness.
他们的第一代就是他们的父母都已经死在了旷野。
Those 40 years ago, they were 20 years old and above.
他们在40年的旷野当中，这些人都已经有20岁左右的年纪。
So this is the second time that God's laws spoken in its completeness.
这是神第二次在给他们宣扬神完美的律法。
And we just share the first three chapters.
当我们在刚才在读的第一章。
First three chapters.
前三章的内容。
And from first three chapters, we see that Moses recalled what happened during this past 40 years.
在申命记的前三章，摩西是重新讲述了在过去40年旷野所发生的事情。
He summarized this 40 years experience in these four areas.
他把过去40年的经历总结成了下面的四个方面。
He tell us about the vision of the Lord, the purpose, why God saved them out of the Egypt.
第一方面就是他讲到了主的意象，就是为何主从埃及地将他们救拔出来。
Second, he mentioned how God made him select the leaders in Israel.
第二部分他讲的是神如何在以色列民当中拣选了这样的领袖。
Qualifications of being leaders.
和成为领袖的条件资质。
And third, that God gave Israel the foretaste of the fruits from that promised land that God will brought them into.
第三部分，神让他们预尝了那应许给他们的美地那样的丰富的供应。
We see these huge grapes that shows the abundance, the riches in the promised land.
我们在那个故事里看到那样巨大的一串葡萄，告诉他们这样的应许之地是多么的有丰富的供应。
And fourth, he mentioned these warfares that they are engaged.
第四个方面，摩西向他们讲到了他们将要所参与的征战。
And in the very beginning, in the background of chapter 1, the first verses, he tells us this war. He just finished this two wars against two kings.
在第一章的第一节，摩西就讲到了刚刚过去的分别和两个王所发生的征战。
And we share this three points that Moses mentioned in this first three chapters.
我们已经分享过了在前三章里面摩西所交通的摩西所宣讲的四个方面里面的三个。
And today, we're going to mention, share the fourth one, the warfare.
今天我们来继续来分享第四个方面，也就是属征战的方面。
And I believe last time we shared this warfare that has two parts. One is personal, the other one is a church.
我们上一次谈到了这样的征战也分为两方面。上一次我们交通的是个人的属灵的征战。
And this time we'd like to share the warfare that church will be engaged.
今天我们来交通第二部分，也就是教会面临的征战。
So all this Deuteronomy, what is spoken, actually is very relevant to us today.
申命记这样一部书里面的教导，其实和我们今天息息相关。
Because we are the second generation.
因为我们也同为第二代。
And our children, they are growing up in our families. They are also the second generations of the second generation.
当然我们中间的孩子们，他们当然是第二代的第二代。
The truth and the principles laid out in Deuteronomy is still very relevant to us today.
所以在生命记里面彰显的这些原则和我们今天的生活非常的有关切。
How we should grow in Christ and in His grace.
我们如何在基督的恩典当中来成长建造。
How our children should be taught to grow in Christ and in His grace.
我们的孩子们应该如何在基督中被教导，被在他的恩典中长大。
Today is 9/11.
今天是9月11号。
We know that what happened almost 20 years now. 20 years? 2002. I still remember that time. So it's 20 years now. 21 years?
Yeah. 这件事情已经过去21年，我还记得21年前的2001年。
Yeah, 2001.I'm sorry, 2001. So it's like 20 years or 21 years ago. Out of the blue, America was attacked. 21 years ago, out of blue, that we are under attack. Suddenly.
Yeah, 就是在21年前的今天，我们就突然之间遭受了攻击。
And it also very fit to this today's message, the warfare of the church.
所以今天我们就是来交通这样关乎征战、关乎教会征战的信息。
We need to be prepared for the spiritual battle.
我们要为这样属灵的征战做好准备。
We are born in the war zone.
我们是那些出生在战场的、出生在征战地的人。
We are like when we believe in the Lord Jesus, without knowing it, we are born in Ukraine, in the war zone.
当我们这些信 信主归入他名的人，就是那些好像出生在乌克兰的人，出生在战场的人。
Just imagine what it's like.
我们可以想象一下，这样是这是怎样的生活。
If your parents, you have a baby born in the war zone.
如果你是一个父母，你的孩子出生在战场。
If you are young people, you are in the war zone.
如果你是一个青少年，年轻人，你成长在这样的战场。
So it gives us a frame of mind to listen what God has to say.
这样我们就能够有这样一个心智，愿意去听神的话语。
So the church in the God's word, the church warfare, has been for 1,000 years.
神从神的话语，我们知道这样属于教会的征战已经进行了上千年。
At least 2,000 years.
至少是2000年之久。
Today is 2020.
今天是
At least 2,022 years.
至少是2022年。
But if we talk about spiritual warfare, it stopped a lot earlier.
如果我们想到属灵的征战，它可能开始的更早。
It started in Garden of Eden.
它甚至在亚当夏娃在伊甸园的时候就已经发生了。
In chapter 3 of Genesis.
在创世纪的第三章，我们就看到了。
So let's take look back in the Matthew 20. Matthew 18, verse 20.
让我们再看回到马太福音的18:20.
Let's read it again.
让我们再次读一遍。
For where two or three have gathered together in my name, I'm there in their midst.
因为无论在哪里，有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
In the verse 17.
在17.
So give us a little bit context.
这有一些上下文，我们可以。
If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church, and it refuses to listen even to the church, let him be to you as a Gentile, as a tax collector.
十七小节，若是不听他们，就告诉教会；若是不听教会，就看他像外邦和税吏一样。
We have four gospels in our New Testament.
我们新约有四部福音书。
Matthew was only gospel writers mentioned the church.
马太是唯一一位提到教会的福音书作者。
And first of all, that we have to understand what church is.
第一步，我们先要明白什么是教会。
So, and then we'll know what God wants us to work, to testify, to serve for the church.
然后我们才能明白神在我们身上心意，让我们如何能够为教会做见证。
So, let's turn to that Matthew 16. That's the first time church is mentioned.
让我们翻到马太福音的16，这也是第一次提到教会的地方。
So this is in the 16:16.
这是16:16.
Simon Peter answered, "And you are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And Jesus said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven."
耶稣对他们说。西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的，只是你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。
I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it.
我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
So it tells us, remember this background is.Lord Jesus, in his last trip on earth to Jerusalem, he will die there for us.
我们知道耶稣讲这句话的背景是他最后一次去往耶路撒冷的路上，他将死在那里。
And he took a detour to the north away from all the crowds.
他绕道从北边进入耶路撒冷，去避开那些人群。
In order to reveal that who he is and what he would do later.
为的是在将来彰显他到底是谁，他到底要如何行。
So he asked this question, who do you think I am?
所以在这个时候他问，他说，你们说我是谁？
And Peter answered, he says, 16, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
于是彼得回答说，他说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Peter would not have known this by himself.
靠着自己，彼得是不可能知道这。
Or taught by any rabbis.
或者任何拉比的教导都是不。
He cannot learn this from all the books.
他不可能从任何的书本中学到。
It is direct revelation from Heavenly Father at that moment.
这一定是在那一刻，天上的父指示他的。
The Lord Jesus says, "It is from God at that moment to you, and you are Peter."
所以耶稣跟他说，你这乃是我天上的父指示的，你是彼得。
Upon this rock,
在这磐石上。
This rock means that revelation that Peter received and confessed.
这个磐石就是启示了彼得将要承受的。
So this rock means that what Peter said,Christ, Lord Jesus, is the Christ, is the Son of the living God.
这启示就是像彼得说的，他这一位是基督，是那位永生神的儿子。
So this rock doesn't refer to Peter.
所以这个磐石指的并不是彼得。
Peter means small stone.
彼得的意思是小石头。
The rock and stone cannot compare.
磐石跟石头是不能相比的。
So I will build my church upon this rock, upon this revelation from the Father. I will build my church.
神说他要在这磐石上建造教会，要在这父的启示中建造教会。
So what is church?
所以什么是教会？
Church tied together with the who Lord Jesus is.
教会是像我们启示谁是基督。
So the main mission, the only mission that church has is to be the testimony of this truth.
教会 所存在的唯一的目的就是为了见证，可能是唯一的目的就是为了见证这一位主。
So church is not the daycare.
所以我们的教会并不是幼儿园托儿所。
Church is not charity organizations.
教会也更不是慈善机构。
Church are not schools. Are not schools.
教会也不是世上的学校。
Church is none of the above.
以上所有的都不是我们所说的教会。
All these.Maybe needed for us to live on earth, but church is none of those.
这些东西当然是我们生活所不能离开的，但教会不是这些东西。
So purpose, the existence of church is to testify, to witness who Christ is.
教会所存在的目的就是为了见证这一位基督是谁。
And what he has done.
还有他所做的。
And what he planned to do.
还有他将要成就的。
So this is what all the warfare, the church warfare comes from.
这也是为什么教会会有属灵征战的源头。
There are enemies resisted this.
因为有仇敌来对抗这样的目的。
They try to undermine this.
他想来诋毁这样的工作。
Unfortunately, Christians also help them instead of Lord to undermine the foundation of the church.
可悲的是，有很多的基督徒甚至来帮助仇敌，来诋毁教会的工作。
So, nothing we like to share is, I think, is our motive to be in this battle.
我有这样的负担来，来交通，就是我觉得我们要有这样的意念来打这样的属灵的征战。
Why should I be in this battle?
我们在这样的征战当中，我们应该如何做
？Because of love，
因为有神的爱。
Our love for Christ，
这的爱是从基督来的。
We are all recipients of God's great love，
我们都是承受那基督那伟大的爱的。
And love of Christ，
和从神儿子来的这样的伟大的爱。
He paid with his own life for us.
他为了爱我们，甚至付上了自己的代价。
And in return, we like to love him.
来挽回我们，让我们也能够来爱他。
Let's turn to two verses talk about when Paul related to the personal relationship with Christ and Christ's love for him.
让我们再来读两处的经节，是保罗他个人的经历，他经历了基督的爱。
Galatians chapter 2，
是加拉太书第二章
verse 20，
第二章的第二十节。
I've been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me.
加拉太书二章二十节，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
I like this last part.A great deal.
我喜欢这个最后这一部分。
Paul personally testified that Christ's love for him.
保罗讲到谈到自己的经历，他做见证，他说基督爱他。
The Son of God loved me and gave himself up for me.
神的儿子爱我，为我舍己。
And we know that Christ not only died for all individuals, but also he died for the church.
我们也知道神的儿子不只是为我们个人受死，他也为教会被钉死。
So in the Ephesians chapter 5,
让我们看到腓立比书的第五
5:25. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her.
以弗所书五章二十五节，你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
We know that most Christians know that God loved him.
我觉得大部分基督徒都知道神爱你。
Most Christians know that God loves me.
大部分基督徒都知道神爱我。
But seldomly that Christians know that God not only loved me, but also he loved the church. And he died for the church.
但可能不多的基督徒意识到神也是如此的爱教会，他也为教会舍己。
The churchOur brothers and sisters come together.
教会就是弟兄姊妹来到聚在一起聚会的地方。
Not only my personally, but also all brothers and sisters gather together in the assembly.
不只是我自己一个人，而是众多的弟兄姊妹聚在一起的地方。
That's why we not only want to love Christ, but we want to love His church.
这是为什么我们不仅爱基督，也爱他的教会。
There's a great difference.
这里是有很大的分别的。
A children's song has "I love Jesus and then fill in the blank for people to fill in that blank said, I love Jesus, echoing.
孩子们有他们的诗歌说我爱基督。
But Bible tells us, Lord Jesus Christ also loved the church.
但我们从圣经知道基督不只爱我们每一个人也爱他的教会。
So here, now we look at this church assembly.
当我们看到教会这样弟兄姊妹的聚集的时候。
And Matthew tells us about what the church gathering is about.
马太就告诉我们这样的聚会 是要在一起为什么。
So when we gather together,
当我们聚在一起的时候。
To testify who Lord Jesus is,
我们要见证这一位基督是谁。
And when we gather together, we have to, God tell us the way to gather together.
基督还告诉了我们如何在一起聚集，这样的道路如何。
For where, again, Matthew 18, verse 20, For where two or three have gathered together in my name, I'm there in their midst.
这就是刚才我们读到的马太福音十八章二十节说的，有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
You don't have to have 200 people to be called a church.
我们不需要说好像有两百个人聚在一起。
Lord Jesus didn't say you have to have 2,000.
基督耶稣没有说你们必须要有两千人聚在一起。
Or even 20.
或者甚至只是二十个人聚在一起。
The Jewish synagogue.Consists of 10 adults.
在犹太教的会堂里面，他们有要求是至少要有十个成年的男子
to be fully functional as a synagogue.
才能成为一个才能符合条件来运作的这样的一个会堂。
But Lord Jesus, knowing that number, reduced that to 2 or 3.
但是基督耶稣他的话告诉我们，我们不需要这么多，我们需要两三个人。
Because God wants what is in our heart, pure and simple.
因为基督要求我们对着他的心意是要纯粹而简单。
That's why Lord Jesus says 2 or 3.
所以基督耶稣告诉我们两个人，两或三个人。
Not 10.
不是十个人。
So this is a grace.Of Christ.
这真的是从基督来的一个恩典。
And that two, number two means the testimony, this number of testimony.
同时我们也看到二双这样的词是一个表示见证的词。
You know that Matthew loved the word twice, two.
你知道马太是非常喜欢用这个二这个词。
Other gospel tell us the one person there, but Matthew insists saying that there's a two.
对，当别的福音书告诉我们有一个人在那里见证，但是马太坚持会说是两个。
Because he wants to tell us that two is testimony number for the church.
因为他要告诉我们两个是为了做见证。
Testimony is more important than what we do.
见证甚至比有的时候比我们做什么事情还要。
More important than the services.
甚至会比我们的服事更加重要。
Let me use example to illustrate this point. Sometimes it's difficult to see the difference.
让我用一个例子来解释，有的时候可能很难明白它的含义。
You know the divorce rate among the world non-Christians are close 50%.
你知道在全世界非基督徒的人群当中，离婚率现在已经接近50%。
And Christian, just one point behind.
Christian 是49%.
Let's say if Christian divorce rate is 0.
如果我们假设基督徒的离婚率是零，
I assume the whole world, whole young people, want to come to church and be baptized and get married in the church.
那我想可能所有的年轻人都愿意来到教会，愿意受洗，愿意 成为基督徒，在教会里来结合成为夫妻。
That's the testimony.
这就是见证。
That's when we really love the Lord and want to, the love of Christ trumps everything else.
这就是我们经历了神的爱，我们愿意神的爱来做他的工。
I know marriage is not easy, very difficult.
我知道婚姻的事情是不是简单的事情，是很难的。
So when any young people, couple try to get married, I will ask, are you sure?
所以当年轻人说到想要结婚的时候，我总会问他们，你确定？
If an airplane has a parachute, only works 50% of time.
如果如果一个
parachute 降落伞，
如果一个降落伞能够
works only 50%
的成功率只有50%的时候，
Do you want to take it and jump out of airplane?
你愿意背着这样的降落伞从飞机上跳下吗？
The testimony is very important.
见证是非常重要的。
You don't, this is hypothetical questions.You don't even need to preach the gospel that people will just flock to the church.
当然这是一个假设性的一个问题，就是你甚至都有这样的见证的话，你都不需要去传扬福音，就会有很多的人聚集在教会。
I know marriage is very difficult.
因为婚姻是非常非常难的。
Use this as an example.
以这个来
做一个例子。To show us that the grace for us to stand and to testify, to treasure the testimony more than anything else.
我以这个来作为例子来讲，借着恩典，我们做出的我们的见证是多么的重要。
And then he said here is I am there in their midst.
在这里他说那在那里就有我在他们中间。
So it talk about Christian gathering is to bring the presence of the Lord to experience the presence of the Lord.
这里我们就看到基督徒的聚会就能够带来主的同在。
So whenBrothers and sisters gather, we are not clubs. We are not social gathering place.
当弟兄姊妹在一起聚集的时候，我们不是好像社交的俱乐部。
We are enter the presence of the Lord.
我们是进入那个主的同在。
First of all, you have to take God's word for it.
当然第一步你是要来读亲近主的话语。
And secondly, you need to prepare, you and I need to prepare to be in the presence of the Lord.
第二步就是你要去预备来经历主的同在。
When we come together, that we don't want to, you know, the brother and sister, they are so lovely and we haven't seen each other maybe for a week or two, and we like to greet each other fervently.
我们早上一起见面的时候，主日清晨，我们不想说花太多时间在弟兄姊妹的寒暄问候上。
We want make sure that we are not distracted from greeting to other brothers and sisters.
因为我们不想被这样的问候这样的时间去来分散我们这样的一个意念来亲近神。
We can do greetings afterwards, after meeting.
当然在聚会结束之后我们可以来问候。
But when we come together, we are waiting and we are prepare our spirit, our heart for the presence of the Lord.
但是当早晨我们开始聚会的时候，我们更多的应该是预备我们的灵，我们的心。
In our heart,We silently pray and praise the Lord.
在我们的心里，我们应该默默的来祷告，来安静的来亲近神。
Praise the Lord for who He is and what He has done for us.
来 认识他是谁，他在我们身上成了何做成何等的功。
Meditate how great our Lord is.
我们来冥想、这样一位的神是多么的伟大。
And pray for yourself.
也为自己来祷告。
Pray for yourself for the message and the breaking bread.
为接下来的信息和薄饼的聚会来祷告。
Now we have messages.
我们有当然有信息。
Lord Jesus tells us how we should have a right attitude toward the messages.
主耶稣也教导我们应该以怎样的来心意来心智来面对这样的信息。
So let's turn to that the Lord Jesus tells us that actually the message is not about the message is good or bad, enjoyed or not. The message is all depends on how we listen.
这样的教导就是主耶稣告诉我们，不在于这样的信息本身是好是坏，而是我们的面向这样的信息的话语的时候的心意。
So in the Luke chapter 8 verse 18,
在路加福音的第八章十八小节。
So take care how you listen.
所以你们应当小心怎样听。
Not what you listen, but how you listen.
不是小心你们听到什么，而是小心你们怎样听。
For whoever has, to him more shall be given.
因为凡有的还要加给他。
Whoever does not have, even what he thinks he has, shall be taken away from him.
凡没有的，连他自以为有的也要夺去。
In the context, you can see it is sowing the seed. The Lord Jesus told him the parable of the sower of the seeds.
上下文的时候，我们就从上下文的地方，我们可以看出主耶稣在教导
parable of the sower.
这是在一个比喻里面讲到了那个。
撒种的比喻，
撒种在那个撒种的比，他的这处经节的上下文是在那个撒种的比喻里面。
The seeds are God's word.
这个种子就是神的话语。
How we respond to that God's word depends what kind of person we'll become.
我们如何来接受这样的话语，决定了我们将成为何样的人。
Or what kind of people we are.
或者我们现在是何样的人。
That's very important, 保安师师。
这是非常弟兄姊妹，这是非常重要的一点。
And we'll look at another place, Matthew 23.
让我们来看另一处经节，在马太福音的二十三章
，verse 1.
第一小节。
Then Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have seated themselves in the chair of Moses."Therefore, all they tell you, do and observe, but do not do according to their deeds.
二十三章一到三小节，那时耶稣对众人和门徒讲论，说：文士和法利赛人坐在摩西的位上，凡他们所吩咐你们的，你们都要谨守遵行，但不要效法他们的行为，因为他们能说不能行。
Even though your heart knows they are hypocrites.
即使你心里面知道他们是假冒为善的
，They say something, preach something, but they themselves do not do.
他们说一些话，讲一些道理，但是他们却做不到。
But God, Lord, expected us to have a right attitude to the Word of God.
但是神教导我们在这样的事情要有怎样的一个态度。
So that is very important when come together.Have a right attitude to receive God's word.
所以这让我们看到，当我们聚在一起来领受神的话语的时候，我们的态度是何等重要。
And during the breaking bread, we want to focus on the Lord Jesus, the second person in the Godhead.
这是在薄饼聚会的时候，我们要完全注意在神的儿子主基督耶稣身上。
We can say this Lord Jesus.Who became man and died for us is very exclusive in God's experience.
这因为神的儿子 降世为人，为被最后被钉死，这样是一个独一无二的奇特的一个唯一的经历。
If we have to know that in trying God, the second person in Godhead, Lord Jesus, only He took on the body of flesh for us.
因为只有神的儿子这样一位神子，他降世，道成了肉身来到我们中间。
I know it's some prayers we have accustomed to pray for a Father, the Lord, and sometimes we say Lord, we don't actually distinguish this. We talk about Father or talk about the Lord Jesus. That's okay. That's okay. We learn. We'll grow into that.
知道有的时候我们开口祷告的时候，我们会呼求说父啊，有的时候会说我们的主，有的时候可能并不分别，但这没关系，我们会慢慢的学习。
But I hope that during the breaking bread, we will learn to address to the Lord Jesus who took on the body of flesh.
但是我希望在我们擘饼的时候，我们祷告的对象是那一位来擘开他的身体为我们的而死的救主。
And we want to just open our hearts during the breaking bread, because nobody interfere with us.
因为在祷告的时候，在擘饼敬拜的时候，我们要打开我们的心意，因为没有什么阻拦在我们。
We arrange it particularly that just put the interference at the minimum as possible.
我们和他那个阻隔，我们这样的安排，我们和神之间的是没有间隔。
So brothers and sisters have direct.Fellowship with the Lord Jesus.
我们弟兄姊妹可以直接的和神来交通，和主来交通。
At His table,
在他的饼杯面前。
So meditate on this breaking bread from the Scripture.
我们当我们来冥想这样的饼杯聚会的时候
，Breaking bread is a center of Christian Sunday worship.
饼杯的聚会可以说是主日敬拜的核心。
Lord Jesus, when He set up this meeting, that He mentioned specifically that it is for Him, exclusively.
当他强调，当他设立这样的聚会的时候，他特意的强调，这是唯一的为他的名的聚会。
Christian meetings, none of them are established by God.
这是神的心意。
Not like in the Old Testament, God has a festival.For them, but Christian meetings that is all through the Holy Spirit moving the churches to have this meeting, that meeting for the services, for the ministries.
这是在借着圣灵的感动，基督徒意识到这样的聚会是奉基督独一的名的聚会。
But only breaking bread is by Christ.And for Christ,
只有擘饼的聚会是借着主的名，也是为了主的名。
I often told my young people that if you are so busy, cannot come to church for the message.
我常常跟年轻的弟兄姊妹说，如果你们太忙了，不能来主日来听信息的话
，You should at least attend breaking bread.
你们至少要来参加擘饼的聚会。
And then also we need to pray. Still have time. Pray for other brothers and sisters. Pray for the speaker. Pray for the translators. Pray for those who serve young people at Sunday schools. And pray for younger the children. We need to stay quietly have fellowship with God before we're ready to listen to messages and breaking bread.
我们在这里也要为着所有来聚会的弟兄姊妹祷告，为讲员、翻译、领会所有在教会服侍的弟兄姊妹祷告，甚至要为楼下的孩子们，让他们能够安静预备来主日学之前，让他们能够预备这样的受教的心来为他们祷告。
Some elderly brothers told us some speakers come to the congregation that just people just don't talk.People, the meeting sometimes is like a supermarket, it's very noisy. But when this particular brother comes, that the meeting is dead silent.
我甚至听到有一个年长的弟兄说到他参加的聚会好像在讲员来之前是非常的喧闹但是这位弟兄来到他们中间的时候他们又立刻变得鸦雀无声。
And when this brother opened his mouth to speak, and they all suddenly feel the presence of the Lord.
当他们安静下来，这位讲员一开口的时候，他们马上就感到了那个主的同在。
So we come to the church for meeting. We have to know that we want to experience presence of the Lord and.
我们来到去教会。聚会的时候我们要意识到我们是要预备那个主的同在。
And for other brothers and sisters that pray for them to enter into the presence of the Lord.
当然也为弟兄姊妹能够进入基督也要为他们进入基督祷告。
Otherwise, Christian service or meetings are just ordinary meetings.
否则的话这样奉主名的聚会就变成了好像普通的聚会。
So, brothers and sisters, that's when we have to know why we gather together. When we gather together to experience the presence of the Lord. And this battle going on in your mind for that.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们当然要思考我们为何来聚会。我们要通过主的话，我们知道这是教会属灵的征战。
That our flesh and spiritual dark forces do not want us to experience the presence of God.
我们的那个老的肉体可能是不愿意亲近神的，不愿意经历那个神的同在。
They want us to be removed from the presence of God.
那个属世的肉体甚至愿意让我们远离这样神的同在。
So this spiritual battle raging in your mind, in your heart.
所以这样属灵的征战是在你的心里，在你的灵里面。
We need to call on the Lord to help us.
我们必须要靠主来帮助我们。
Call on the Lord to help our sisters.
来祷告向主来帮助我们弟兄姊妹。
I used to stay in the kitchen downstairs.
我常常会在地下楼下的这个厨房的地方
for several purposes
有好几个目的
but thank God now I didn't see that happen but before kitchen was very crowded
那现在会好一些之前我会常常看到在厨房下面是非常热闹的
people like to have a cup of coffee
有弟兄姊妹可能会去取咖啡
have some crackers
就是拿一些饼干
and they found other brothers and sisters there and they started to talk
如果遇见了别的弟兄姊妹可能就开始在厨房下面开始来聊起天来
when I was young I would tell them time for the meeting and ask them to go upstairs
那我以前还年轻的时候我可能就会跟他们说现在到了聚会的时间请上楼去
Prepare their heart for the meeting.
去为了聚会来预备好你的心。
But now I'm old, become mild.
那我现在老了，我也变得温和了。
I was just standing there.
我就是站在那里。
And smiled at them.
然后就对他们微笑。
I think this is very effective as well.
我觉得这样的处理也很有效。
As a reminder.
作为一个提醒。
So the reason is there's a battle in the church just for meeting every Sunday, every Friday, every meetings.
因为我们看到，其实，在主日的聚会还是周五的聚会，在教会的聚会里面，其实是有征战的。
So that's about the testimony. It's not just outward work, but testimony we want to maintain.
这关乎着不只是我们的服事，这关乎着我们的见证。
And Lord Jesus tells us this condition.
那神也教导我们这样的律例。
His presence is this condition for it.
他的那个同在，他的向着我们这样的发的恩赐。
He says, two or three have gathered together in my name.
呀，他的怜悯说到，你们只要两三个人奉我的名。
So all the promises, all the blessings actually come with the conditions.
所以我们就看到所有的祝福是有条件的。
Here says, if we gather unto his name.
这里说到，如果我们的聚集是因着他的名。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
We'll emerge, at least we can have the image, we'll emerge like in the ocean, like inside.
我们好像在那个
在大海里面。
我们好像在那个海里面，沉在海里面。
沉在海里面。So you are just inside the water, right? Water is good. So what that means is that you all have a totally controlled by the Lord.
当你完全沉在海里面的时候，你那个光景就是只能来依靠主，来被主控制。
So when we say in my name means we are under total government of Christ.
当我们说到我们是奉主的名，这时候的意思是说我们完全在他的那个权柄之下。
Yes, in his power.
在他的掌权里面。
So it means that we need to be controlled by his will.
我们要被他的那个旨意去掌控。
By his ways.
被他的道路来掌控。
We know that God told Israel, telling them, they experienced the blessing from God, all the miracles.
我们知道神对以色列人说到，他们经历了所有的祝福是在那些神迹里面经历了。
But only Moses knows God's ways.
但只有摩西知道了神的道路如何。
So here, that our list us.Seven points that how do we help us to be in God's presence and under Lord Jesus in His name.
我们在这里陆陆续续交通了，可能有七个点，都是来讲我们如何来预备神的同在。
First is that we need to persevere in keeping.The truth of God's word.
我们第一点就是我们要来在心里面来记住，来持守主的话语。
Like we just mentioned Matthew 16:16, what Lord Jesus is and what church is. So upon what the church is built.
我们刚才。读到了马太福音的16:16，就是神的教导说，他是谁，还有他的教会要建立在何人上面。
Because we are in the war zone, in the battle, that very easily enemy will attack us, move this away from us, away from our second generation.
因为我们身处战场，我们时刻面临着那个战斗，可能要把我们拉向来，尤其第二代远离神。
Turn it into cafe.
可能又去喝一杯咖啡。
把它弄成咖啡店。
Oh.
Actually, that the young preachers they get graduated from the theology seminars, and they try to reach out to the unchurched people.
好像在那个年轻人他们的一些
They want to reach out to the people who do not believe in the Lord yet.
Yeah, 他们在外面聚一些聚会的时候，他们愿意去去接近那些还没有信主的年轻人。
And they turn the church Sunday services like a massage salon, like a cafe, and have the dim lights and the incense and sofa, and people sit there and lie there and have a soft music. What they're doing, I don't know.
他们这些年轻人会把主日的聚会安排的像一个好像非常舒适的环境，像一个咖啡店，像一个按摩店，里面有很好的轻柔的音乐。我看到这些，我不知道他们在那里做什么。
That's why we focus on testimony more important than the service, especially among the young people.
这也是为什么说在年轻人当中，我们说我们的做的工，我们的服侍没有见证重要。
Not only they do them themselves, they publish magazines to advocate.Such church meetings. Not only they do them themselves, they also like to spread to others to follow them.
因为这样的行为不只是影响了他们自己，也影响到了周围的人。
So persevering in keeping the truth.In God's word is very critical.
所以我们说来认定持守那个真理和坚持主的话是至关重要的。
Second is the preaching.
第二点就是传扬，
宣讲。We need to preach the word of God.
我们要去传扬神的话。
Not self-help messages, guidelines, guide.
不是靠自己头脑里出来的那些教导指引。
How to raise a good kid.
比如说如何养育一个好的孩子。
How to improve relationship with your husband or wife.
如何来增进夫妻的感情。
How to be rich.
如何变得富有。
Get rich or try dying.
然后变得富有之后就其实就走向灭亡。
So there's this elderly sister once who joined our meeting.
以前有一个年长的姊妹来参加我们的聚会。
And after meeting that, she came to me, she told me.
聚会结束之后她来到我这跟我说。
She said, Brother,Keep on preaching God's word.
他说，弟兄要继续来传扬神的话。
I went to so many churches, I don't hear God's word.
我去过很多的聚会，但我没怎么听到过神的话。
So she encouraged me to preach God's word.
所以她鼓励我去来宣讲神的话语。
I still remember the message I shared on that morning.
我还记得那天早上我讲的信息。
So we need to share, preach the God's word.
所以我们要去分享，要去传扬神的话语。
Sometimes a lot of sisters, brothers give us a topic to share.
有的时候甚至弟兄姊妹会给我一个主题让我去分享。
Can you share this topic?
他会写到说你能够来交通分享这样的题目吗？
Those practical topics are not important. They are important. Those topics are important.
那些主题也是很重要的。
But that when we want to share the message, we need to pray to the Lord and receive subject from the Lord directly.
但是当我们传扬主的话的时候，我们要先来到他面前祷告，看他是如何，他的心意是为让我们。来讲什么样的主题。
So sometimes I feel sorry because the topic given to me I haven't preached for 30 years.
有的时候我感到惭愧，我看到那些建议我的 题目我三十年来都没有讲过。
I pray that maybe one day God will touch my heart to share that topic.
我祷告跟神说，希望神有一天能够让我愿意来讲这样的信息。
And then thirdly, that we need to promote God's word, because only in God's word we know God's will and God's way.
下一点就是我们在主的话语上，我们要更加的殷勤，更加的更多的时间来读和学他的话。
So we need to promote in the church to encourage all brothers and sisters to read and study God's word.
我们在教会里面要更多的劝勉弟兄姊妹，摆上更多的时间殷勤的来读主的话。
And this is so important that for us to really know God's will.
这对我们来认识神的那个旨意是何等重要。
And remember, this is also a spiritual battle going on this.
我们知道属灵的征战也很大一部分是在这一方面。
Always let us feel that we don't have time to spend on God's word.
我们常常会觉得我们好像分别不出来时间来读主的话。
So this is a battle.
所以这是一个征战。
We have to, by God's grace, to really engage in the battle and overcome it.
我们必须靠着神的恩典来征战，来得胜。
And fourthly, is promoting God's word at home.
接下来一点就是在我们的家庭生活当中，我们也要更多的时间来亲近神的话语。
Talk about God's word with your spouse.
常常与你的配偶来讲论神的话。
Talk about God's word with your children.
跟你的孩子来。
Teenagers.
年轻人青少年
even your babies, your toddler, your little children,
对那些婴儿小孩子们
education for a child starts from before conception.
我们的教导要在他们能够完全理解接受之前就要
怀孕以前
在甚至在怀孕以前我们就有这样的教导和预备
you pray for the children.
我们为将来要得的孩子为他们祷告。
And then during the conception, during the pregnancy,
在孩子还在母腹中的时候呢
，And after they are born,
还有在他们出生以后。
凯凯 ，I think his mom, and dad, and 姥姥 taught him God's word, Psalm 23 now.
凯凯就是在他的爸爸妈妈他的外婆都是一直在跟凯凯来讲这样神的话语
and they will read the verse and they leave the one word blank then 凯凯 will fill it in
他们在把神的话语放在那里面可能挖空掉一个词让凯凯去补上那个缺失的词
and so in the very very youngWe should teach them and cultivate in the family the love of God's word.
我们在很早的时候就要去教导孩子们，在他们心里面根植种下这样对神话语的爱。
If we miss that with our children, now some of us are grown up to be a parent, grandparents, then we can, with God's grace, to raise our grandchildren.
那我们弟兄姊妹年长做了爷爷奶奶我们要对小孩子们孙子辈也要来给他们讲神的话
and then we need to practice God's word
接着就是我们要去行主的话
and at the church I think the most important testimony at the church when we practice this is love of brethren
我想在教会里很重要的见证如何行主的话的见证就是弟兄姊妹之间相爱
1 John 4 tell us this
在约翰一书的第四章
It tells us that if we do not love the brother who we can see We cannot love God who we cannot see.
他说在约翰一书的第四章他说到他说不爱他所看见的弟兄就不能爱没有看见的神。
So that's why the Zoom meeting, you can love Zoom meeting. That's why all the church in the world, we went to Zoom during the pandemic.
这也是线上的聚会不好的地方。当这个 COVID 病情来的时候，好像全世界的教会的聚会都搬到了在网上进行。
Never happened in 2,000 years of church experience.
这个经历就是发生在了两千年之后的今天。
And now, all churches realized the damages that Zoom meeting have had on church testimony.
现在很多很多的教会都意识到了在线上的聚会真的是对教会的见证是个损害。
Now basically, all churches want their meeting held in person.
所有的教会都愿意他们的聚会是在实体中的。
For the fellowship, for the testimony.
为了交通也为了见证。
So it's very important. You cannot say, I cannot say, when I used to come to church when I was a young Christian, I come to church only care about God. I said, I come to church for God, for Christ.
当我还是年轻弟兄的时候，我常常有一个意念是说，我来到这里聚会就是为了神。
But God's word says, you come, the most important testimony, Lord Jesus says, over and over again, is love for the brethren.
但是神的话就临到我，教导我说，最最重要的见证就是弟兄之间彼此相爱。
Brothers and sisters, do you have someone you cannot love? You hold grudge?
弟兄姊妹，你们有没有发现周围的弟兄姊妹当中有你们所不能爱的人？
As I grew up.As Christians, I encountered that experience.
当我在属灵生命成长的这过去当中，我有这样的经历。
I had to pray and pray and pray almost over a year.
我要祷告祷告，不住的祷告，可能要一年。
To deal with it by God's grace, by His love.
借着神的恩典和他的爱，让我能够来。攻克自己这样的功课，学习这样的功课。
So we haven't finished yet, but time is up. I don't want to take up more time. But I hope that today's message from God's word. I skip all the references because I don't have time to go through that. For all this from God's word. So let's.Have a word of prayer before that. Just remind each one of us that we are in the war zone. And this spiritual battle going on in our life, in the church life, from all aspects. So by God's grace, that we should be able to overcome. And God's victorious. He will fill our heart with the peace and joy. And during the battle, we will experience the peace and joy in our hearts because we pray for His grace, not for our own strength, to wage this war against the spiritual enemies.
Okay, 我还没有讲完，但是我必须停在这里，以免花时间太长。那我也是有很信息当中是负担，因为我们真是身处在那个征战之地，所以我们。更多的是要借着祷告来靠着神的恩典和怜悯在这样的征战当中我们能得胜并且心中能够常常能够摸到那个平安的喜乐因为我们是靠神的恩典来打这样的仗而不是靠我们自己的力量我们接下来有点时间我们来一起有些祷告
Father God we thank you for your grace and for your message
父神我们为着你的恩典和你的信息来感谢你
May you, through the power in the name of the Lord Jesus,
就是愿意借着你名的这样的权柄
and in the Holy Spirit,
借着圣灵
and we know that we believe we shall overcome.
我知道我们相信我们能够得胜
In Christ Jesus, His holy precious name we pray.
在基督里借着他宝贵的名我们祷告祈求
Amen.
Amen.